With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Choppy sent out a tweet the other day. I don't know if I've been as excited for a Mavs season since maybe after the 06 finals loss. That because Sports Insights tweeted out their odds for NBA Rookie of the Year, and at the very top, Luka Doncic +300. So Doncic, the favorite for Rookie of the Year. And by the way, Doncic officially signed his NBA contract, so we are good to go moving forward with Luka.
Here's what I love about this. This is what made me tweet that and think that. Forget the fact that he's the Rookie of the Year favorite right now. So when a lot of players come in to, you know, come into the league that are from the EuroLeague, I never got the sense that they were universally as liked by other players, by their peers, as Doncic was. Doncic seems to be a guy who has the respect of the other kids coming into the league, which is weird because, you know, they didn't play AAU together. They don't play against each other, but it just seems like, man, everyone is completely sold on this guy. So it's not just the fact that he is the Rookie of the Year favorite, but it's also that, like, I see this dude as one of those transcendent personalities that other guys would want to play with. As great as Dirk was, for whatever reason, players didn't flock here as free agents. I don't know what it was. Dirk's a cool dude. I never understood why.
Well, more of a pure scorer where Doncic, you know, hopefully is a playmaker getting everyone involved.
Yeah, it's different. And maybe he is the kind of guy that guys want to be around, want to play with. Dirk was just the surgical, as Ben and Skim would call him, like a Jedi master. So I am in love right now. I think what the rest of the players, they seem to have this respect level for Doncic. That coming into the league, I've not seen a ton of guys have for Euro players because they just don't know them. I mean, even like maybe Arvidas had a ton of it because they'd played against him in international ball.
Yeah.
And they saw what a beast he was. And they knew that, man, I wish this guy came over when he was actually healthy. But I have not seen that for the most part. I don't remember fanfare when Ginobili came over. I don't remember when Dirk came over.
Kukoc
had it. That's true.
Because he was supposed to be the Croatian Jordan, and we knew that Michael and Scotty hated him being brought over by their own general manager, Jerry Krause.
Yeah. But the rest of the guys had to prove themselves here. I mean, Drazen had to prove himself here and just every other player. But I'm so excited that the players seem to like him. He goes to summer league. He's on TV. He's got this infectious smile, and Dennis Smith's got this infectious smile about him. And both of these guys are so young and so talented that even after the title winning season, okay, because remember there was the lockout, so there was the excitement was already gone. They were not bringing everybody back. Going into the title-winning season, it was, man, another disappointing year. All right, you got Jason Kidd for a full year. That's going to be cool, yada, yada, yada. It just wasn't there. Not since after they lost to the Heat have I been this excited about an upcoming NBA season. Even after the 07 season when they lost, they had 67 wins. I wasn't all that excited because it was like, man, back to reality again.
Yeah.
But the 06 season against the Heat, they were clearly the best team in the NBA. And they just didn't get it done in the year before. And that was really, really a depressing 2007 end. But the excitement going into 2007, it was very reminiscent of the Cowboys' excitement going into 2008 after their 13-3 campaign. It was all there. Everything was there for the taking. And
his mom is here.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what I'm excited about.
I wonder where
they're going to live.
Well, were they going to hang out and party?
Oh, I'll be able to tell you soon.
You tell them. You let me know.
I'm stalking it.
You've got the uptown scene covered. Yeah, right. I'll let you know if they're hanging out on Oak Street in Roanoke. I'll be first to tell you.
Did y'all read what Cuban said about Boogie?
We saw what he said about DeAndre.
Yeah. Just what was the Mavs level in Boogie Cousins? You didn't read that though, right?
No.
Cuban said, we talked to Boogie's folks, and because of his injury, it would have been difficult for us to make the improvements. You don't want to put someone in a position where they have to rush back. The Warriors obviously don't have to deal with that. I was happy for him. A lot of people talk trash about Cousins, but we thought he would have been great. But I wanted, this sentence made me cringe a little bit, but I wanted to win now. And that's what I told his guys. We thought DeAndre gave us the best chance to win now, and not just now, but moving forward. I think DeAndre will make us better. I think he'll be more engaged this year. It's a contract year, obviously. But that sentence made me go, where he's like, we want to win now. So I'm just going to have to go ahead, get it out of my mind about trying to get one more draft pick, moving forward. And then they're going to have to add one more big piece down the road.
It's depressing, but it is the reality.
We're going to be stuck in the middle.
Yeah, it
unless
is the
there's
reality.
Some miracle move or trade out there, we're going to be stuck in the middle.
Right, and the only way,
unless these guys take monumental Donovan Mitchell type first steps.
Let's just say that Luka Doncic is Dame Lillard. Even Portland's stuck in the middle.
Well, they were number three in the West, but they had no chance of going anywhere.
If you're not number one in the NBA, you're stuck in the middle, right? I mean, you've got LeBron, you've got KD, and then everybody else is in the middle. Boston, for crying out, Toronto's in the middle. They were the one seed. They're stuck in the middle, right?
Yeah, they're stuck in the middle.
And they were the one seed.
Yes.
That's the way the NBA is right now. So, I'm totally in agreement. Like, they're going to be a middle team. Doesn't matter how good these guys are, they've got to get one more superstar.
All right, Magic Johnson came out and said that he sat outside LeBron's house for an hour before he was allowed to go in at 9:01 Pacific time to convince him to go to the Lakers, and that LeBron went up and down the Lakers roster giving the pros and cons of every player. Magic's like, he almost knew the roster as much as we did. And yes, LeBron was asked about Rondo, Stevenson, and JaVale McGee. Just in case anyone was wondering what the heck the Lakers are doing, bringing in some nut jobs and guys who cannot shoot from the perimeter.
Well, look, it's been proven two things. One, LeBron's a beast on the floor, and he's the worst general manager in sports. All right?
Because he is responsible for J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson. Make no mistake about it.
And Shabazz Napier's draft pick. And just this and that guy. I mean, he's responsible for everything.
Yeah.
He's responsible for this roster they're putting together. I mean, he called Lance Stephenson. He's like, hey, man, come play with me. That's what Lance said. Like, okay, all right, fine. You know,
but let's
could have been a recruiting call.
Let's be realistic. You have to give him that power. You have to. You would
Magic Johnson does not have to give LeBron James the general manager job.
If he wants him to play for him,
Pat Riley didn't.
Well, Pat Riley got him, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Maybe Pat Riley didn't listen later on.
And let's not pretend it was about Pat. It wasn't about Pat. It was about playing with his boys.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Wade living in Miami. Pat Riley, like
let's be in
the fact that he was going to go play for Pat Riley probably was like fifth on his list as reasons why he would want to play in Miami versus Magic in L.A. might be number one or two.
Like, let's be in LeBron's house for the meeting you be LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me, LeBron.
Do you want to be LeBron or Magic?
I'll be Magic.
Okay.
He sabotaged it as LeBron.
You want to be Magic?
I'll be Magic.
Okay. Knock, 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 knock. You walk in. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing? Hey, do we have any? No. I'll say that in the commercial break.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm Magic. I'm doing great.
Okay.
I'm Magic.
Good. I'm LeBron. I'm new, but better.
This is going great.
I'm Magic.
Okay.
Why don't you come play for me? We're in L.A.
You know, my family does want to be in L.A. Yeah. We have two houses out here. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards that way, but I got some questions about the roster.
All right. Go ahead. I got all the questions you want because I'm Magic.
I hope you have the answers.
Whatever.
Not the questions.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Magic.
Okay. The young guys, I've looked at them. Kuzma, Lonzo, Ingram. Here's what I think. Pros, cons. What are y'all planning to do in free agency, though? How are you going to add to this?
We're going to make you a low post five. That's what we're going
to
do.
Okay, I said, Magic, how are you going to add to this? We don't have enough talent right now to win big.
We're going to make you win big by we're going to make you a low post five, and we're going to surround you by guys who can't shoot, get the ball right to you.
Okay, I have an idea.
Uh-huh.
I would like to, in Cleveland, I play with a bunch of bums who couldn't create their own shot.
Did you win?
I didn't win the championship last year. I had no chance with Golden State.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And you know what? I beat them all. I beat Larry Bird.
You're the worst, Magic. You're going to sabotage this LeBron.
You're terrible.
I'm Magic.
Yeah, we've established that you're Magic.
I'm Magic.
Now, what else are you?
Magic Johnson could sell anything to anyone.
Here's the point. If Peyton Manning, if John Elway is recruiting Peyton Manning, which he did, and Peyton Manning said, you know what? There's a kid out in Dallas named Terrence Williams that I love.
Oh, he'd get him.
And he's a free agent. The point is, in order to secure the guy, you got to sign off and go along with his plan. And then hopefully Magic says, hey, we've looked at all these guys. Here are my concerns with this.
Yeah.
There's no shooters around you. We want to get you better athleticism. We want to get you better this, better that. But these guys, we don't want problems for you. We don't want drama for you.
I understand.
You don't sign off. You voice your concerns back. You just don't automatically sign off. Ultimately, you do what he wants, in my opinion, until you're more comfortable with each other. Then year two, year three, be like, no. You know, but in the beginning, you do what you got to do. It's the first date.
I understand. I understand that, like, you know, that
you don't want to have sex on the first date.
I don't believe it either. That's trashy.
I'm just too tired. I got a headache.
Trashy. And then the second and third date rolls around, and then the truth comes out. Does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. But like, I think
you don't say no to LeBron if he goes, I wouldn't mind Rondo, Lance, and JaVale here.
I know, I understand that. I understand that. But I think that was the Lakers' pitch to him.
I'm Magic.
Well, look, dude.
That was on the picture.
Magic.
Irvin R.J. Johnson.
Magic got his wife to stay. That's the greatest.
Oh, and how do you think that went?
Hey,
I found out you were cheating on me, Magic. I want to leave. I'm done with this.
Baby, I know that I got some problems right now, but remember, it'll be okay. I'm Magic.
I love you.
That's the great. I mean, like,
you're right. You're so right. You're always so right.
I think you need a line to, like, because you love this Magic. We need a choppy line. Like, I'm blank. You could say I'm choppy, I guess. And we just need to put some magic sprinkles on that.
I got some problems, but it's okay. I'm Magic. It'll be okay.
Worst recruiting pitch
It'll be
of
okay,
all.
I'm Magic.
Time. We got to do this recruiting more often.
No wonder the Lakers can't get anybody to sign there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.